And so we have all these ideas, you know, my idea of how the universe should be. Okay? And actually, you know, we have some hidden rules of the universe. Okay? First rule of the universe is everything should happen the way I want it to. Don't you think? And then when something happens the way I don't want it to, whoa, I get angry. Yeah? Because the universe is breaking the rules. Because everything should be revolve around me and the way I want things to be. And we laugh at it, but if we look in our mind, that's exactly how we think. Exactly. You know? And whatever opinions we have about how things should be done, our opinions are the right ones. Why? Because they're mine. I mean, I'm not a nitwit. I'm not going to believe in something that's wrong. Okay. And the fact that I changed my opinion from yesterday to today, that makes no difference at all. Whatever I believe at any particular moment happens to be the only right way, even if I change it. Yeah. Okay. And that's really how we act, how we live our life. And, you know, no wonder we're quite miserable. And so we force our opinions on everybody else. We force our way of doing things on everybody else. We don't give people any space. And when they're just trying to go through their life and be happy, we get really aggravated and upset with them because they aren't doing things the way we think that they should be done. So there's an example that I always use, and it's kind of a funny example, but it's really true. Have you ever noticed that some people, when they put their glasses away in the cupboard, put the glasses upside down? And some people, when they put the glasses in the cupboard, put their glasses upside, you know, right side up? Have you ever noticed that? Yeah? And everybody has their reason for doing it. If you're an upside down person, you know, why do you put your glasses away upside down? So that the dust doesn't get in them and they don't get dirty. You know, if you're a right side up person, why do you do it? Because the shelf might be dirty, and so in order to keep your cup clean, you keep it right side up. Okay. So everybody has their reason for how they put their glasses away. But we, you know, are very attached to our way of putting the glasses away. And if you are an upside down person and you get married to a right side up person, you know, you better know somebody who's a marriage counselor. Because, you know, I mean, forget about all the other tolerance that we need to develop. We can't even develop tolerance for how other people put their cups away. You know, why? Because they're not putting it away my way, and my way's the best way. Yeah? And so, do you see how a lot of our aggravation and anger is self-created? Yeah? Is that coming through? You're getting some sense of that? Now, if we didn't have such rigid, fixed opinions, we wouldn't get so upset at the things people did. But because we have rigid fixed opinions and we're very attached to it, we get more and more upset at these dumb people. Yeah. But, you know, it's not the dumb people who suffer when we're angry. Who suffers when we're angry? Me. Okay? So we can be very judgmental of other people, but it doesn't make us at all happy. Not one single iota. Lots of people actually come and tell me, you know, the form that their angry mind takes a kind of judgmental, critical attitude. I think we all have this, like when you're waiting for the bus, okay? You're sitting there waiting for the bus. So we all watch the people around us when we're waiting for the bus, don't we? Okay. Oh, that guy's kind of fat. That one's pants. Weird color. That one walks funny. This person's too thin. That one has a big nose. That one, their eyes are kind of weird. This one, oh, that one's good looking. But this person, oh, they're too old. Oh, that person, I don't like the way they walk. This person, the way they swing their arms is a little bit off. That one, their shirt doesn't match their skirt. No good. That one, they part their hair on the wrong side. Oh, yeah? I mean, have you ever known? This is what we do. This kind of, if you watch your mind, you know, when you're waiting for the bus, this is the kind of rubbish that goes through our mind. And we think that when we see somebody, we know everything about them. And we form all these judgments and all these opinions. Most of them are negative, because somewhere in our mind, our ego feels the more I can put other people down, then the only one who's going to be left on top is me. Yeah? I mean, I remember one of my teachers saying that we get together with our friends and all we do is gossip about other people and all the bad things they do and how much we don't like them. And then the conclusion of the conversation is that we and our friend are the best ones in the world. Yeah. So of course we like that friend, you know. But, you know, how is putting other people down, is that really the way to feel good about ourselves? Does it really work? I mean, we're specialists at criticizing other people. You know, whether we say it directly, it's going on in our mind. But are we really happy? Not very. Okay? So the thing is, you know, when we watch this judgmental, critical mind start to function, to immediately catch it, and instead of looking superficially at people and judging them by superficial things, we need to look into people's hearts. And if we look into people's hearts, what do we see? Yeah. We see somebody else who's just like us, who wants to be happy and who doesn't want to suffer. Yeah. Doesn't matter what color their body is, what age their body is, what state of health their body is, whether they belong to our religion and our nationality and our ethnic group and our club of upside down cup putters in the cupboards, you know. None of that matters. What matters when we look in people's heart is that everybody wants to be happy and nobody wants to suffer, and we're all exactly the same that way. And so if we can train our minds to look at people and see that, then all this negative, judgmental, critical mind that is, you know, an expression of our anger is going to have no place to function. So this is actually an excellent little meditation to do when you're riding on the subway, when you're stuck in a traffic jam, when you're sitting on the bus, to look around you and say to yourself, that person wants to be happy and avoid suffering just like me. And that person wants to be happy and avoid suffering just like me. And so does that one. And just go person by person to everybody you see around you and do that. And at the end, you feel so close to everybody else. And that angry, judgmental, critical mind is absent, gone. Okay? So that's one technique. If you find, you know, that you're a person who has problems being quite judgmental, that's a good technique to work with. Okay, I'll talk a little bit and then I'll open it up for some questions and maybe some answers. Another technique for dealing with our anger is to ask ourselves why we're angry at something, okay? Because we have certain buttons inside of ourselves, certain things that we're sensitive about, and things that we're attached to. You know, our little rules, our little attachments. And if people contradict those, we get very, very unhappy. So usually what happens when people press our buttons, we blame them for pressing our buttons. Why am I angry? Because you did this. Okay. Whenever we blame our unhappiness and our anger on somebody else, we make ourselves into a victim. Nobody else makes us into a victim. As soon as we say, I'm unhappy because of that person, or I'm angry because of this group of people, we have given our power away, because we're saying they have the power over me to make me happy or angry, and I don't have any control over my own happiness. Yeah. In actual fact, that's not true. Because depending upon how we look at the situation, we can make our minds happy or we can make ourselves miserable. So blaming other people for our problems is not the way to happiness. In some way, we feel the more that we can blame other people for our problems, in some way it makes it easier, you know? Why do I have problems? Because of what these people did. Yeah? Don't hold me accountable. Don't hold me. Yeah. Who am I? It's their fault. Yeah. So in one way, we think that, you know, it's kind of easy to blame our problems and our unhappiness on somebody else. But in another way, it's actually very difficult, because the more we blame our unhappiness and problems on what other people do, the more we're saying to ourselves, I can't be happy. Okay? Because it's only when we say, I have the power within myself to make myself happy or miserable. You know, when we have that sense of power, when we have that sense of responsibility, then we can create happiness or misery for ourselves, depending on how we look at the situation. When we blame other people for our problems, we're condemning ourselves to being miserable. So although it seems easier to ego to blame somebody else, actually in the long run, it's much harder to blame others for our problems, because our problems are never going to get resolved when we blame other people. Okay, but the more we're able to be honest and see what our buttons are inside and how our mind has created our problems, then the more we're going to be able to transform the situation, change our way of looking at it. Okay, so it's very helpful, you know, if we do a little bit of, you know, internal reflection and ask ourselves, you know, what are the situations where I get angry? What are my buttons? What are the, you know, are there some topics that I consistently get angry at? Are there some situations that I consistently get angry at? What are my patterns of anger? And if we do some exploration there, then we can then afterwards find out, what are my buttons? You know, what am I holding on to? What am I being sensitive about here that is setting me off whenever somebody does X, Y, and Z? Because the thing is that as long as we have buttons, yeah, somebody's going to push them. And often our buttons get pushed not because somebody else has the intention to push them, but because our buttons are so big and so sensitive that even somebody walks by, blue, you know, it goes off. I mean, we've all had the situation happen to us where a friend has gotten mad at us, and when they tell us what they're mad at us for, we don't even remember it. Have you ever had that happen? You know, somebody's really mad at you, and then they tell you what they're mad at you for, and sometimes you say, you know, I don't even remember it. Or you remember that, but you realize you had absolutely zero hostile intention towards the other person, but they got mad. But none of us act like that, do we? Do you think? Anybody here act like that? Yeah? I mean, sometimes we misinterpret what other people say and do, and we get mad at them, and they had absolutely zero intention of making us mad. But our sensitivity primes us, sets us up to be offended and unhappy. Okay? I'll give you a little example. One of my friends in Seattle had a baby. This was several years back. Now, when you have a baby, you put on weight. Yeah, you're supposed to put on weight because you have to nurse the baby afterwards. Yeah. Well, she, you know, put on weight, which is completely normal and natural. She had the baby, and then a few months after that, she was going to go visit her family who lived in another state. And she was telling me, You know, before she went, she said, you know, I'm going to land, and my sister's going to meet me at the airport, and the first thing my sister's going to say is, you've put on weight, haven't you? And I could tell, you know, my friend's getting really mad, you know. And, of course, she hasn't even gotten on the plane to go there yet. Yeah. But she has the whole scene written out that her sister's going to say, oh, you put on weight, you know, you don't look so good. And I'm sure that even if she gets off the plane and her sister said, you look fantastic, my friend is going to say, ugh, she's making fun of me. Yeah? Because when we're sensitive about something, we don't trust what anybody else says. And we're looking for criticism anywhere we can find it. And we will interpret anything anybody else does as criticism. Yeah? Yeah? When we're feeling like somebody has slighted us, when that person then approaches us and says hello, what do we think? Oh, they're manipulating me. They want something out of me. You know, why are they saying hello now? Now, we can't trust. You know, we're projecting so much garbage on them. So this is a function of our buttons. In the case of the example with my friends, what was she clinging on to? You know, her physical appearance. She was attached to that. Okay? Now, so it's very interesting, you know, to look at the kinds of things we're sensitive about and see what our buttons are, what we're holding on to. Sometimes we hold on to the idea of, you know, I'm the wise one in the family and everybody should follow my advice. Or sometimes we hold on to, you know, I'm the elder in the situation, everybody should listen to me. Or sometimes we hold on to, oh, but I'm sick and weak, so everybody should make special allowances for me. Okay? So often, you know, if we look, and we have our own little sensitivities and attachments, and we expect the whole world to know about these and to cooperate with them. Doesn't work, does it? So as long as we have these attachments, as long as we have these buttons, somebody's going to push our buttons. Okay? The only way to not get our buttons pushed is to get rid of our buttons. So to get rid of our buttons means that we need to look inside here and see where we are being self-preoccupied, where we are being unrealistic, where we are holding on to something in an inappropriate way. And let go of that. Okay? If we let go of it, then somebody can say or do what they want. It's not going to bother us. But as long as we hold on to it, even if people don't mean to hurt us, we're going to be offended and hurt. It's all coming from our mind. And so that's why, you know, if we work on our mind and do some research, you know, His Holiness always says the best laboratory is in here, you know, inside here. Look at our own mind, and then try and change and transform it. Then we'll find some happiness and peace of mind.